Hello, hello, Radio Tower.
Hello.
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 Yes, yes, what do you want?
What are you broadcasting on?
Turn on your radio.
Sharp broadcast.
Probably shouldn't broadcast that.
People that are, you know, in broadcasting.
3, 2, 1.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Ooh, I almost yelled hump day. I almost did it.
Whoa.
I was there.
No, don't start that.
Digging deep. I thought it was Wednesday for a quick second. I don't know why. I caught it last minute. Oh, I'm so happy.
But then you still said it.
Well, I wanted to share with you what was going on.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was Wednesday?
In the world of John.
That would be nice, John.
I don't want to know what's going on in the world of John. It sounds scary.
Can't tell you how many people heard the break yesterday of me yelling no at my wife's dress that she was wearing.
Oh my gosh, everybody came into your office yesterday. Like, John, you didn't really do that, did you?
I also played it as a best of this morning, so everyone was extra clear.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, just in case Jen hadn't...
oh, she heard it.
She needed to relive it for any reason.
She was there for the live event, actually.
Yeah, exactly. If you missed it, it is up on our podcast. Good morning to you, John, Monroe, and Jackson. The gang is all here. Hi today of 58 and a very special show today. You know we're doing 105 Days of Love. This is where we challenge each other and we challenge you to do a random act of kindness each and every day for 105 days. And we love doing this. We were just talking about it off air. We're going to send Jackson out on the streets to bring you a churros party from San Diablo Churros. So San Diablo Churros woke up extra early. They're here in our cantina, and they have made like a base camp.
Yeah.
And they've got the fryer going. They've got their dough ready to go. And what we're going to do is Jackson's going to hop in the mix van and start delivering churros to you at your office, to you at your home, to you at your school. Where is he going? Well, it's really up to you. You just got to get over to our Instagram page, Mix1051Utah. You just comment below, and all morning long, Jackson will just be going out, coming back, grabbing more churros, going out again. And the energy that it just provides for the show when we do things like this.
Yeah, how many do you think we can do?
I don't know. It depends, because sometimes, you know, we don't want to just, as much as we love everyone in Salt Lake, we don't want to just stay here.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Jackson has been known to go down to... Woo! Provo or up to Ogden, and that takes time.
Brigham City.
Yeah.
One time Tooele.
Right.
So you never know where I'll show up. I really kind of go everywhere.
And if I remember right, the Tooele one, they ended up not being home.
Yeah, they didn't. They weren't there.
Oh, I drove all
the way down. Listen, if you're going to comment below, make sure you're in your office between the hours of 7 and 9, because that's when I'm going to be out on the street.
Right, exactly. So again, our Instagram page is Mix1051Utah. Jackson, I will let you know that traffic is already filling in I-15 southbound between Clearfield and Kaysville.
I'm very excited for that.
I wanted to talk about this before you got on the road, because I feel like we have to all talk about it together.
Okay.
Yesterday during the show, someone came in and was like, hey, I know you guys love true crime. There's like a bloody mess down in one of the elevators.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And said it so nonchalantly, too. Because she didn't just walk in and say, hey, guys, there's a bunch of blood downstairs. Did you see it? She came in and was like, oh, hey, how was your weekend? It's good to see you. By the way, there's just like blood all over.
Did you know?
Yeah. Did you see? The elevators opened up just like in The Shining and flooded the lobby with blood.
Now... We were doing the show. We didn't go down there. But, Monroe, you went down later.
Yeah, later. And I actually went down with Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could see bleach. Like, first of all, the elevator had a funky smell.
So are we talking blood everywhere, like in the lobby itself?
Yeah, like on the floor. There, you could see where they were wiping bleach all over the door.
Yeah.
The elevator, the whole back wall of the elevator, the whole elevator floor.
And St. Patrick's Day was the night before, and we have a club downstairs. So something kind of happened overnight. We're not sure what. We haven't heard the details.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who want to say that someone was murdered.
Yeah.
Because there was that much blood.
We know it's not that.
Right.
But something happened. And here's the worst part about it. I must have walked right by the bloody mess.
I know.
And not even noticed the fact that it was down there.
So I go, because we have a front way to get in and a back way to get in the morning. So I went in the back way.
Yeah.
I assumed we all did because nobody saw it. John, you went in the front way.
Yeah, walked right by it.
You walked right by it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you didn't notice it.
Yeah, not at all.
I came running in like, you didn't notice it?
Yeah, no.
There was a ton of blood. And you're like, no, there was nothing.
So let that be a lesson to the two of you. You could be laying dying in the street.
Yeah. However, you will notice if there's an ugly dress on your wife.
She's making a good point. She's making a great point.
She ain't wrong. Mm-hmm. She, yeah, exactly about that. Yeah, so I just want, that's like a my public service announcement to you saying that I might not notice if you need help.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about
and
that.
And if, in fact, if it was a crime scene.
Yeah.
John's DNA is all over.
Yeah.
They've
the
got
guy.
A footprint of John walking in the blood.
Yeah, and I'm the guy that sit down, they're like, wait, you didn't notice it? And I'll sound so guilty because I'll be like, no, I just walk on by. And they're like, all right, this guy obviously is guilty.
Big ol' liar.
Yeah, and it's like, no, I'm just that oblivious.
We found your DNA at the crime scene.
Right,
talk!
Exactly. And you know, and then because I'd want to make friends,
yeah.
I would just admit to it because I want them to like me.
I think it would be more like you would say just all the wrong things in a row. Where you're not guilty, but it just everything you say makes
right.
you look guilty.
Exactly.
They open up your trunk and they find like ropes and sledgehammers and stuff.
Yeah.
And you were just like, well, the rope is because I'm putting a tire swing up in my front yard and the and it's all true, but it just piles up and doesn't uh-huh. look good.
Yeah.
For you.
And all of a sudden, someone's doing a true crime
exactly.
podcast about
yep.
me. Yeah.
Me.
Yep. There's a special on HBO about John Watkins.
I'm gonna do a podcast about how I always knew John was guilty.
All right, Monroe. Why don't you kick it off with a pocket full of sunshine?
Oh, this is so cute. I love these stories. So a young autistic boy who was 12 years old recently lost his teddy bear and called 911.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't necessarily understand. And he couldn't speak very well. So the dialogue kind of went, my teddy bear fell down again. Don't worry, I'll rescue you again. Goodbye again. See you again. So the police department called Ryan's home back after he got off the phone. His father answered and kind of told him, no, I'm sorry, my son's autistic and his teddy bear fell or
yeah.
know, whatever. So he ended up calling you guys. Well, trained officers actually went and showed up to the house after the call and helped young Ryan, 12-year-old, find his teddy bear, which had fallen down on the side of his bed.
That is so cool.
Isn't that so
yeah,
cute?
Yeah, that is.
I know. Oh, gosh.
That's how you do it. All right, we're going to kick Jackson out of the studio. He's going to start delivering churros to you, which means go to our Instagram page.
Yep.
I felt like you wanted to announce something about that.
Oh, I was just going to say bye, Felicia.
Oh.
To you.
To
oh,
me.
Yeah.
And hi, Felicia, to the listeners.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, goodbye, Felicia.
Goodbye,
Felicia.
That's not how you say it.
Farewell. Teaching old man walk-in slang is
not.
It's my job, and it is a hard one.
Come, let us sip tea together.
No, it's like I got some tea.
Felicia.
Yes.
Spill the tea.
We will spill tea.
Oh, my gosh. All right, that's enough. Please let me go.
Okay. We're waiting for the churro, the oil.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The fryer.
The fryer? What
it's
do you
gotta
use?
Got to get to a good temperature.
Right. Yeah, but are they pouring, is it like vegetable oil? Is it olive oil? Is it
one too many questions.
Okay.
What does it matter? It tastes good, John.
Do they just throw a bunch of butter and they liquefy it?
These are artisan churros.
Yeah.
They're not going to sully it with something like vegetable oil.
Okay.
Come on now.
So you're
they're
telling me
something nice.
It's classier than that.
Yeah, it's probably like a peanut oil.
Mm.
It's like, oh, peanut oil. Like that. That's how you say it.
They have to, they legally, if they use peanut oil, have to put on a monocle and a top hat. And pour the peanut oil into the fryer.
So we're just waiting for the oil to heat up. Once it does, Jackson will be out driving towards you. So there's still time to get onto our Instagram page. We did plan on Monroe taking over the showbiz beat today. So Monroe, let's do it.
I didn't pull up the sponsor though.
All right. It is sponsored by Ken Garf Hyundaiville, the best place to lease your new Hyundai. Be sure to visit KenGarfHyundai.com. Ken Garf Hyundai, Southtown and Downtown. We hear you.
All right, so the new movie Dumbo is coming out. We're all getting excited. Actors are starting to go around and do the rounds. But I kind of wondered about this. So you have Colin Farrell, Michael Keaton, and Danny DeVito on the set of a Disney movie, a
right.
family-friendly movie. So, like, how did they keep their mouths in check? They actually asked Colin Farrell this. Here's what he had
yes,
to say.
Yes, I have been known to
yes, and
my
how did you cope with the kids?
That was a swag job.
That was a swag
job. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you make a few bucks on the side?
No, I think the money went to charity, but there was a swear jar that was rather full by the end of the film, and I wasn't the only one to blame. Yeah, I wasn't the only one to blame. Who else had colourful language? Come on, nail
oh,
someone.
Oh, Danny, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
It wasn't a small jar either, right? It had to be one of those like big water gallon things.
Well, Colin Farrell alone.
I know.
If I was on the set of that movie, I would go right over to that big gallon thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'd put in $1,000 and I'd be like, this should cover me for the rest of the shoot. I don't have time to keep going and getting cash for the swear jar, all right?
Super funny. All right, so we know Lauren Sanchez is, Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder, Jeff Bezos, mistress or, you know, whatever you want to call her. Her name's Lauren Sanchez. It was her brother that actually gave the racy texts to the National Enquirer.
How did her brother get said text messages?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Right?
How he got them.
Because they're intimate.
Yeah, they are. And it's her text to him.
Yeah.
And they're very racy. He got a hold of them, sent them to National Enquirer, and now it's being revealed that he was paid $200,000 for those.
I hope that's enough money to have family just disown you.
I know. I was kind of thinking, I'm like, would I do it for $200,000?
Depends on the family member.
$200,000?
Right? For my sister? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's about to be a billionaire.
Right, so $200,000
doesn't really... She's not going to share $200,000 with you. She's going to get you like a nice box of cigars for Christmas or something.
And I don't think she's going to be a billionaire. I think she is going to have a big fat prenup.
Yeah.
And she is not going to get nearly what his first wife is getting if they end up getting divorced.
Dude, she's going to have a $200,000 allowance, though, per month.
That's true.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
I'll take that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And then finally, this is kind of weird. I kind of like it, though. Hilton Hotels, they've announced that they're going to start recycling used bars of soap. So they're going to...
In what way?
So they're going to take... You know, you open the bar of soap.
Yeah.
In the hotel room, right? And you never use the whole thing because you're only there for like a day or two. So they're going to take those used bars of soap, and then they're going to melt them back down.
And turn them back into
soap.
And
then turn them back into bars of soap.
Is it bad that I just assumed this was happening anyway?
Oh, I never
did. And
I'm
a little bit shocked that it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, some restaurants do that with butter.
Mm-hmm.
They just take the butter and they have a vat in the back, and they just scrape it all into the vat. It liquefies it, and then they just dish it out again. I know. You know also, you know what marrying is?
Marrying?
Yeah.
That's where you pour, like, so you have, like, some ketchup left in your bottle. Restaurants will then take another ketchup bottle and pour it into it to marry the two together.
Well, that's okay.
You're all right with that one.
Yeah.
But burning...
Because you can't... They don't put the bottle of ketchup on the table anymore.
Okay. Really? Okay.
They don't.
I don't know.
You know why?
Because
it's not sanitary. So they bring in the dishes.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
That's why they do that.
Oh, very cool. Okay, then.
Yep.
But, like, they do that with salt and pepper shakers all the time.
Yeah.
But they don't do it with salt and pepper.
Right. They did not get married.
Push it.
All right. That's your showbiz beat.
Can I help you?
When are you leaving? When are you leaving?
I don't know. I didn't have a showbiz beat to do. I've just been sitting over here.
Never go to bed angry, okay? That's what we learn.
That's a good point.
So say something nice about each other.
Love you.
That's not inappropriate.
Put your finger down.
There is this video that I watched so many times yesterday.
Go on.
It's a wedding video from Washington. It's going viral for two reasons. One, the bridesmaid is singing and is just terrible.
Oh, no.
Wonderful.
Was she on alcohol?
No, I think she was just giving it her all.
Okay.
And
was she on alcohol?
And secondly, the best man at one point faints, face plants hard.
Wait, it's all in the same video?
Oh, yeah. And also relieves himself while unconscious.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Yes.
That poor bride.
Yeah.
So the bridesmaid's up there botching this song, and the groomsman passes out, pees all over.
Also knocks out a few teeth because he face plants.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I want you to know he's okay, so we can laugh at it, okay?
Oh, okay, great.
And the best part is, as you watch it on like YouTube, the comments of people saying it's like the song that did him in, or like he took one for the team just for someone to stop the singing from happening.
Oh, no.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Here's the audio from the video.
When it's too heavy to carry get to love you.
Oh, is she crying too?
I get to love you.
Water, water.
Water.
Oh, man. What a bummer.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't even seen the video. That's my new favorite.
Oh, it's so good. Because let me tell you right now, this right here.
When it's too heavy to carry.
Right? Just perfection.
Bless her heart.
He's over there. He's like, I'm the best man. I gotta do something right now to save this wedding. What can I do?
Oh,
he just like
man.
Throws himself on the ground. All right, Jackson, will you go all the way up to Brigham?
Possibly.
Okay.
I've done things like that before.
All right, so we're doing 105 Days of Love. We are delivering San Diego churros. So my son Liam, every day I actually park like a block away from the school because I hate being in the pickup line. Because we've talked before about...
It's a battle. You go to war when you go to the pickup line.
It creates the worst out of people every day in that line.
Yep.
So it's easier for me. Block away. I walk over. And plus, we hold hands and we walk back to the car and we talk about our day. And it's like one of my favorite parts of my day.
Aww.
Yeah. And
such a good dad.
Yeah, I love it. And so there's like this crossing guard who kind of walks us across the street from the school to like the neighborhood. And usually there's also a resource officer standing around. And Liam once asked the police officer, like, you know, what are you doing here? And the guy goes, oh, I'm hoping one day to be a crossing guard. So I'm shadowing the crossing guard today. And so Liam now believes that the police officer is the intern for the crossing guard.
Way to go, dude.
And no matter how many times I try to tell him he was being silly, that's not what the guy, that is a police officer there for your safety. Because I want him to understand that.
Yeah, a police officer wouldn't. Lie to you either.
I know.
They're totally honest.
But he's like, no, he wants to be a crossing guard one day, so he stands there to watch how it's done. And that's what he believes? And one day he'll realize otherwise, but I've decided to walk away from the argument.
Yeah, you have to. Because, you know, dude, my dad told me the most horrible thing one time.
What did he tell you?
So I used to have this tortoise, right? And what was the tortoise's name on Neverending Story? Cecil.
Oh, the one that talked real slow. And then
I can't
sneezed.
Remember. Yeah. Anyways, that's what my turtle's name was.
Okay.
So one day I came home from school and my dad is in the backyard with the shovel. And I walk up to him and I kind of see this turtle shell.
Oh, no.
Sticking out. And I was like, oh, is that my turtle? And is that my tortoise? He's like, oh, yeah. But you know what? He decided that he's going to dig a hole all the way to China. So he's gonna go live in China because that's where he's from.
Aww.
And he said, so I was just helping him get a start.
So
and I was
what
like,
a good dad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks,
so then
Dad.
I went to school the next day and I was like, my tortoise is currently on the road trip of his life.
Yeah.
Going to China.
Right through the ground.
Yep.
Oh,
I
man.
Bought it. Yep.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yep. And what really happened was the tortoise got sick. They took it to the vet, and the vet told him, you know what, we can euthanize it because he's suffering.
Yeah.
Or you can just take it home and put it in the freezer. They took it home and put it in the freezer.
Monroe, this gets dark.
I know,
this
right?
Gets so dark.
The story behind it, I was like, and here I was just thinking, mentor to come to China. It's so exciting.
So what is the most embarrassing fact that you believed as a kid or... What did you believe as a child that you can't believe that you actually believed? I asked this a few minutes ago, and the texts are already coming in at 844-649-1051. I believe that kids are never born. They just fall from an airplane.
Oh, yeah. That's a really easy story to tell.
It's like a...
it's much easier than the real thing.
You know what? There's no follow-up question.
Yeah, right? Like you're just cool. Like, oh, okay. Listen, as a parent, I've had that thought before when that question comes up.
Here's another airplane one. I honestly believe that planes never landed.
Oh.
Guess if you've never believed in, or never like seen a plane or been to the airport.
Yeah.
They're just always up in the sky.
Yeah.
Andrea says, I made our sister believe for years that she was left on our doorstep because nobody wanted her.
Oh my God. Worst brother ever.
That is awesome.
You will never live that down.
If I swallowed a certain seed, the tree that becomes out of that seed would grow inside of me and come out my mouth.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
Like the apple seeds. Don't eat the seeds.
For that Really?
Yeah, you don't eat the apple seeds because it'll grow a tree.
Is the gum thing real, or is that just something we tell
kids?
That's
a myth.
Because I remember being told that a lot, and I'm 35 and I'm still believing it.
Yeah, so. That it'll be in your stomach for 7 years.
Yeah.
It's a total myth.
So that doesn't happen?
No.
Oh.
I just read that. Remember that story I did about the myths?
Yes.
Was
it
in there?
Uh-huh. No. We're talking about what did you believe as a kid that wasn't really true. This text says, I thought that people in movies were actually dying, and so people volunteered to die in movies where they just took criminals and killed them.
Dude, if you think about it, as a parent, you don't really explain that to kids.
You don't at all.
So I could see how that would rationalize in your brain.
Oh, my gosh. Tiffany says, morning, guys. I was told that the smokestack heading to Tooele was what made our clouds.
Oh,
that's
so
one.
Cute. Isn't that a great thought?
That's like a beautiful
a cloud
one.
Maker.
Yeah. What lies did you believe as a kid that you're like, I cannot believe I fell for that. And I can't believe I believed it for so long.
Yeah. So do you ever look out west and you see, I think it's Kennecott, the orange lights on the side of the mountain?
Yeah.
Legitimately, nobody ever told me this, but I thought that it was the Golden Gate Bridge.
That was just what you assumed
was
going on.
I'm like, oh, there it is, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Your family never took you there.
I actually went to San Francisco to the Golden Gate Bridge. We took a plane. And so then after that, I always looked and like, yeah, I've been there, the Golden Gate Bridge.
So you still, after the plane, you still thought it was the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that was it.
What did you believe as a kid? You could give us a call right now. This text says, this is from Katie. I used to think that sitcom families were real families. So Full House, Roseanne, Family Matters.
Married with Children.
Yeah.
Al Bundy.
Right, exactly.
He was a terrible person.
Just a normal family with a camera in there. this text says, when I was a kid, I was terrified of the scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when Violet turned into a blueberry. Remember, you're turning violet, Violet.
Yeah.
My dad told me that if I drank enough orange juice, then I would turn into an orange like Violet turned into a blueberry. To this day, I still don't love drinking orange juice. So true.
You used to, though. That's why your dad told you that.
this text says, I thought football players were just a different kind of person with huge shoulders.
he's built like a football player.
Tanner says, my grandpa told me that if I ate my fingernails, I would grow a hand inside my belly. That is such a grandpa thing.
That is a grandpa thing.
You know, like those are the things like they tell you that mess with you for years to come.
Uh-huh. My mom used to tell me that like weird things would grow in my stomach if I bit my nails.
Really?
It never worked.
Or the apple seeds like we were talking about earlier. I believe that Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears were the same person for the longest time because my friend always wanted to be Britney, so she made me believe that they were the same person.
That's funny.
Yeah. I can't read that one, but that's a funny one. Let's see what else we have here. My parents told me that I couldn't play outside after dark because bats would try to grab my hair.
That is terrifying. Yeah, I would come in too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be late getting at home. No.
My fiance was told that coffee would take away the calcium you got from milk and make your bones brittle. Can't drink coffee. It'll suck up the calcium. The kids are always asking for, I don't even drink coffee. I drink tea. They're always asking for coffee. I'm like, I don't know where it is in life like that they want, but they're always asking me if they can get a cup of Joe.
A cup of coffee?
I'm like, no.
Some parents let their kids drink coffee. I'm not one of those, but.
Jordan says, morning, guys. When my wife was younger, she was told the word promiscuous meant that you were a good dancer.
So, I'm so promiscuous.
So on her cheerleading team, she used to tell people all the time that they were good dancers.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That's hilarious. Dude, Ella's friend, her dad told her, because she stays up late. She's a night owl, and they couldn't get her to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So they told her if she stayed up past 1 o'clock, I think, that if they were awake after 1 o'clock, then there was like a zombie or something.
Oh, sure.
That
normal
came,
things.
Yeah, and if you were awake, you were going to get attacked by it.
That's how you go to sleep.
it didn't work. It didn't help her go to sleep.
Just gave her nightmares.
Yeah.
The sex says, I was about 4. My dad told me if you chewed bubble gum, you would get big fat cheeks. So I didn't chew bubble gum for a few years.
Ooh.
I bet still to this day, when you eat a piece of bubble gum, you think about that. You know, it's one of those things
that
parents tell
you.
Yeah. My dad made us believe that he could stop the rain for a second while we were driving. He'd wait until we got under an underpass and say, stop. and then we'd hit the underpass and you'd go, go, when we were done going through it. Oh, I think Liam's too old now. I would have done that. Oh, I love that so much. Oh,
I like that, Dad. That's a good dad.
That's so fun because, you know, they go to school and they're like, my dad does this.
Yeah, that's a good dad right there.
My daughter believed that eating Smarties would make you smart.
Yeah.
So one night she ate them so she could do good on her test the next day. She even told her friends to eat them to make them smart, too. She's like passing them out like
you
every
guys.
Day. Yeah. Take some
Here's
of these.
Your vitamins.
Yeah, exactly.
Your vitamins.
My dad told me that beef jerky is just roadkill peeled up with a pizza slicer.
Oh, my gosh.
To this day, I
Listen,
won't eat beef jerky.
Yeah, once you get in that in your head,
it's nasty.
There's no going back.
Jackson!
What's going on?
Hi,
all right, Jackson is on the streets in his Mark Miller Subaru Ascent. Within the car, a bunch of San Diablo churros for 105 days of love. Where are you going?
Well, right now I am on my way to the Avenues Specialty Clinic to surprise Stephanie and Travis. So I hope they're there when I get there.
What is a specialty clinic? What special things do they do there?
Special?
I think that they do underwater basket weaving. I would assume.
Okay.
Just special things that you wouldn't normally see on a day-to-day. Cat cuddling a dog.
Maybe you fart glitter and you're pretty special. So you need to go to the specialty
that
clinic.
That is special. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty special.
Jackson, I just want to point out that, again, the fart joke's done by Monroe and not you and I. I just want to
That the dudes are not making fart jokes nearly as often as the ladies.
Just love me for who I am.
We do.
Just saying.
105 days of love. Jackson is out. He wants to deliver churros from San Diablo Churros to you. Go to our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah. All right, can't wait to see videos of your first delivery.
Super fun.
Monroe, let's do it. Your pocket full of sunshine.
All right, so there's this video that's going viral of a six-year-old from Ohio. His name's Abbott Ray. He's singing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen while he's playing the piano. Thing is, though, he's blind.
He's 6 years old, blind, and singing?
Yes.
And playing
the
piano?
He taught himself how to play piano by ear, and he's actually really good. Take a listen.
Is this the
He's 6 years old.
I just want to cheer him on.
I know. Like, he's actually performed for schools, and he's doing a fundraiser coming up in April, too. So
we got to figure it out what it is, and for 105 days of love, like, post his fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
There. Yeah,
so
I like that.
His name's Abbott Ray,
uh-huh.
If you want to look him up. Actually, he's got a couple videos. There's one of him doing a Beatles cover as well, so.
There you go. Monroe, why don't you do the showbiz beat?
Listen. One of the most important People Magazine issues that comes out every year.
Okay.
Is Sexiest Man Alive.
Of course.
Right?
You don't need to tell me. Absolutely.
I look forward to it every single year. So now Ranker has, they're trying to figure out who's the sexiest of the sexiest men alive.
Okay.
They've been doing this since 1985. Like Mel Gibson, he was the first one. Any guesses as to who's number one right now?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Okay, Ryan Reynolds is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Reynolds is the sexiest man alive. He was sexiest man back in 2010, followed by Chris Hemsworth. Oh, man. That was such a great issue. What
if you don't know,
Chris Hemsworth videos.
Monroe's obsession with Chris Hemsworth.
Listen.
Borderlines on...
Spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't need to sugarcoat it, okay?
You're right. No, you're proud of it.
I don't trust myself in a room with Chris Hemsworth.
What about Chris Evans? Is he on that list?
He's not. Hugh Jackman is... Chris Evans might be. Hold on. No, I don't think he's ever been sexiest man alive, has he? No.
So, I turn to you.
Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
On the list. Idris Elba.
Yeah.
He's this year's... Dude, I keep saying it, but he's majestic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something about Idris Elba. If I was in a room with Idris Elba, I would just be like, I'm not worthy.
His voice.
I need to leave now.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Bradley Cooper. I forgot that he was
Do you still put him up there as one of the sexiest men alive?
Since A Star Is Born?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you feel like it ruined it?
He's a little too serious now.
He's not as fun as he was back in the day.
Yeah, right? Like The Hangover Bradley Cooper, mm-hmm. very different from Bradley Cooper. Channing Tatum, David Beckham, George Clooney, Brad Pitt. Remember back in 1995, George Clooney again. So he was 1997 and 2006. He hasn't changed a day either.
Yeah.
Gosh, he's so handsome. Johnny Depp on there, Patrick Swayze, Matthew McConaughey, and more. Okay.
Patrick Swayze made the list of the... Oh, Patrick, I'm sorry. I was thinking Patrick Stewart.
No.
I was like, someone stop this.
Dirty Dancing, John.
All right, there you go.
Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
This was kind of sad. Brian Austin Green sent Luke Perry a text after he died. So I think they kind of heard that he had a stroke, and it's kind of hard, you know, when somebody has a stroke, you don't really want to show up at the hospital.
Yeah.
You want to let the family kind of do their thing. So I think he kind of didn't want to get in the way and then heard that Luke Perry passed away. So he said, I was just kind of hoping that he was out there somewhere, and I know he is, but I sent him a text.
Oh, sweet.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
And then finally, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin say that they will have a proper wedding, but they're going to wait until after Justin Bieber's stable. So I don't know what's going on, but I think he really is struggling right now.
It definitely doesn't seem like things are good.
Yeah, it's pretty serious
at
this point, right? If they're like holding off the wedding. And then if I was Hailey, I would also be questioning, okay, if you're going through a hard mental time, are you really into this marriage?
Right.
Are you really like this? Is this really what you wanted?
Maybe that's why they're waiting.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I hope so. All right, that's your showbiz beat.
All right, Monroe, appreciate it. Jackson.
Hello.
Hey, Jackson. What are you doing right now?
Oh, I'm heading over to Dominion Energy to surprise Pauline with a churro party.
Pauline?
Yeah, Pauline. And also, I'm going to stop by a gas station. I already got some Nutella on my boob in the middle of these deliveries.
Oh.
That sounds right.
That's a tight stick.
Hey, how was your first delivery? You went by the specialty clinic in the Avenues. Last time we talked, you were still driving there.
It was great. So specialty clinic is like, it's part of LDS Hospital. So those poor people have been working in the medical field already this morning.
Wow.
So they need a little relief for sure.
Oh, awesome. So this is what Jackson's doing. It's 105 Dates of Love. We've teamed up with San Diego Churros. They're actually frying the churros right here. Jackson's kind of going back and forth from our studio out to you. And so Dominion Energy is next. And after that, who knows? It just depends on who posts up on our Instagram page, right?
That's right. Head over to Instagram, put your work address or I guess your home address if you want to. In the comments on the
And our handle is Mix1051 Utah. All right, Jackson, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, see you guys.
What do you say, Monroe? Should we get to choose the news?
Let's do it.
You just have to pick the story that you want to hear. So today, since Jackson's on the street, it's just Monroe versus myself. Welcome to the Thunderdome. Two enter, one leaves. And you get to choose.
The lucky punk.
So what's your story?
The new iPhone 11 will have a sniffer.
Oh, that's a good one. Mine is, I love to laugh.
You would sing Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Any chance you could.
Yeah, I would.
All right.
Call us. Text us. Choose the news. Jamie says, don't quit your day job, John. But I'll vote for you anyways. Thanks, Jamie. Going with Monroe this morning, feeling like Apple needs to majorly step up their game. Let's see if this one will do it. I'm going to have to go with Monroe today because that other person, the one who shall not be named, made me hurt.
They're not even going to name you.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Good morning. This is George.
George, what's up, my friend?
Not much. Just getting out to work.
Very nice. Well, go ahead, George. Choose the news.
Well, no offense, but I think you don't have competition today with Jackson being out. You're going to get at least 90% of the vote.
It's all me today?
and my vote goes to you.
All right.
Oh, man.
How about that, Monroe?
Wow, that hurt.
Yeah, George.
George
really fired some shots right across the bow towards you.
All right,
George.
Have a good one.
Let us put you in the drawing for the Love Loud Music Festival tickets, okay?
All right.
This text says, no, John. No.
No. Remember yesterday what you said to your wife about the dress?
Yes.
No.
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 I did.
That's how she said it.
We are going to give John our two votes only if he sings Mary Poppins. Done.
Oh my
I'll do
gosh.
A whole medley
Don't.
For you.
Don't challenge him.
We're voting for Monroe today so I can smell those delicious churros that Jackson is handing out from Matt, Luke, and Logan. Well, let's just figure it out here.
Man, this seems close.
The winner today, it's not. With 79% of the votes, Monroe! Oh,
I got nervous for a minute. George kind of shot my confidence for a second.
Don't worry.
Oh, man. I'm not going to do this.
Turns out the singing did not play the way I was hoping it would.
I should never have doubted myself. All right. So the Daily Mail is claiming that Apple has received a patent to place a gas sensor in their iPhone 11. And in case you're wondering, yes, this sensor would not only be able to detect carbon monoxide, alcohol, and methane, but yes, your flatulence.
I'm sorry, you're telling me that the iPhone, their newest idea, because sales are slumping. So Tim Cook, the guy who's running it, said, I got an idea. Let's have everyone's iPhone be able to smell farts.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me?
Okay, dude. Oh, tell you and your buddy.
Uh-huh.
Sitting in the car.
I don't know what you think I do with my friends.
You're male.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys sit there and...
20 years ago, maybe. Like, I don't know.
Tom still tries to give me a Dutch oven. Really? So it will be able to tell how much... It'll be able to measure how much alcohol is on someone's breath, but it'll also be able to tell, like, how strong your farts are.
I love the fact that there's actually... So part of this is a breathalyzer.
Yeah, there's a breathalyzer, but a carbon monoxide detector.
But you don't care about the breathalyzer part. No.
No.
You just want to tell everyone how your iPhone will smell farts.
I just want to show my family. See, like, I told you he has the worst farts ever. And I'm married into this.
It's a 0.36.
And I'm stuck with this. I told you they were way worse than anyone else's.
So you'll be buying it.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
I can't wait for the new iPhone.
All right, my story will be up online, Mix 105.1 Utah. We'll tell them also on our podcast today.
Jackson on the street.
What's going on?
Last we talked, you had spilled Nutella from the churros onto your boob, and you were pulling over into a gas station to clean it off. How did that go?
Well, I haven't pulled over yet, but thank you for reminding me. Thank you for bringing it up. I'm not emotional about it or anything.
No. Are you still on your way over to Dominion Energy?
No, we stopped by Dominion Energy, dropped the churros off to Pauline. She was ready to roll, and now I am surprising a... long-time listener. I'm not going to name her because I don't want her to know because I know she's listening right now.
Oh.
But I'm coming for you, girl.
That's fun. Awesome. All right. Hey, just so you know, Monroe's also been writing people's work addresses who's been texting us who don't have Instagram. So if you see Monroe commenting a bunch, that's why. I just want you to be aware.
Okay. I was like, girl is just trying to trick me into giving up all the churros to her.
I put our address on here in hopes, but, you know, so far Jackson has not delivered any churros to this studio.
They're right out in the kitchen.
What?
Oh, my gosh, you too.
All right, here's the deal. Go to our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah. Tell us where you're working this morning for 105 Days of Love. Jackson is surprising you. San Diego Churros is here at the office. They're making the churros, and you're just going back and forth. So tell us or call us when you're surprising our longtime listener. We want to be a part of it.
I'm actually right up front of the business right now.
Oh, really? Do you want to say?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hang in for just a second?
Yeah, why not?
I have to balance all of these cups of churros, plus my phone and my keys, and I have to be entertaining. What have you done today, John Watkins?
I'm sorry. If it makes you feel any better, you can slack on the entertaining. I'm sure Monroe will pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you got hit twice today.
Dude, the hate.
Yeah. Here we go. Cindy. Hey, what's going on, boo?
Aww.
This is Monroe and John.
Hi, Monroe and John.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Here, we're dropping off some churros.
Yay.
Yeah. We got 9 churros here. How many people do you have?
There's not very many of us in here right now because it's morning, so more for us.
Okay, great. You're doubling up.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Beautiful. I'm sorry that I showed up with Nutella on my boob. I'd like to point out that for my birthday, by the way, Cindy came and was very sweet and brought me a Golden Girls t-shirt. And I just missed her. So, one, thank you for the t-shirt, Cindy.
You're welcome.
But two,
bribery works. So if you'd like some churros,
no, that's not a part of 100. No.
In the comments on Instagram, what you can trade for them.
All right, 105 days of love. It's that simple. You heard it live on the radio. Jackson, we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
I see ya.
All right. Also, I want to give Leah Bella a shout out. It is her birthday.
Happy birthday! Woo!
You know what, Clayton? Oh, you want to say it's your birthday?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Clayton from San Diego Churros just brought his churros in there because he heard us talking to Jackson. Clayton.
That's right.
Hero,
thank
man.
You.
Appreciate that.
I told you. I'm like, they're right there.
They heard, 105 days of love right there.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's, we got some Nutella ones. Caramel.
We didn't get have time yesterday to talk about this, and I wanted to bring it up because, Monroe, you told me that your husband, Tom, hasn't been on Facebook since when I believe MySpace was still a thing. Like, like it was still called the Facebook.
It's been so long, and I didn't realize how long it had been. I knew it had been a while, but he was in the bedroom over the weekend. He's like, babe, I'm on Facebook.
He wanted you to know. He wanted you to enjoy it. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Like everyone else in the world.
And then he goes, I can't believe how many birthday messages I got. And I was like, well, yeah. And he's like, the thing was, his birthday was August, John.
That's 3/4 of a year.
Yeah. His birthday was in August. And he's like, these are all really nice. And so then he's like, should I like them? And I'm like, no.
Not now.
No, because then people will know that you didn't see them.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
It'll be way weirder if you do it now.
Yeah, it'll be way. So, yeah. I just thought it was so funny because I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Let's see. August, September, October, November, eight months.
It's been like 20 updates since the last time we checked Facebook.
Here's my question. How long has it been since you last logged in to Facebook? Now, I'm asking this, if you've never had Facebook, I don't need the text. Yeah. I just want to know, like, you were on it. Maybe you bailed for Instagram. You bailed for Twitter. Like, I don't think.
But people do, like, 72 hours or something without it.
Yeah, I think.
Not, like 9 months.
I know. Like, I think Jen recently just deleted the app because she's like, I'm barely ever on it. Like, I only care about Instagram these days.
Uh-huh.
But.
He's not on Instagram either.
So he just is none of it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's only been 13 hours. Maybe that's as long as it's been. We still want to hear from you.
Yeah.
So how long has it been since you logged into Facebook? Can you beat the 8 months from Tom?
Love you, honey.
Seeing birthday shout outs now? If I gave him a birthday shout out, I'd be like, what the heck, Tom?
Dude, all the people that missed his birthday, like were like a day late. He had no idea.
No.
Yeah.
I could have done it just a couple days ago and still gotten away with it.
Dude, John, wish me a happy.
I know. Like, what a good guy that is.
What a great guy.
Right. Little does he know I was 4 months late. Yes. It would have been fine. Lisa, what are you doing?
Just got to work.
Oh, right on. Before anything, Lisa, when was the last time you went on to Facebook?
Probably yesterday.
Okay, so 24 hours, a normal amount of time.
Normal.
Like what, maybe once a day, someone, or once every other day, you'll check your Facebook, right?
Yeah. And more Instagram.
Instagram, right, like my wife. 8 months. For Monroe's husband. 8 months.
Well, my husband doesn't even have any social media, so.
So there's that, yeah. Hey, good news, your caller 10!
Yeah, all right, thank you.
You got it. We're going to hook you up with tickets to our advanced screening of Dumbo.
Perfect, thank you.
You are very welcome. So we'll do another 4 tickets to Dumbo coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. 8 months, that's how long it's been since Monroe's husband logged on to Facebook. We're saying, can you beat it? Like, how long has it been? But you got to have Facebook. It can't be one of those, I've never had it.
Yeah.
It's got to be like, yeah, in college I was all about it, and now I'm 40 and I haven't been on since.
Yeah.
Something like that. This text says, my fiance went 3.5 years without logging into Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you go through your notifications at that point, or do you just, you call it good?
You know what you do? You just update your status and say, hey, it's been a while.
Right, yeah.
Comment below on what I've missed.
That's a fun way to do it.
See?
This text says, I went for 1 year without logging into Facebook. It's a long time.
That is a long time. You think of all the invites now that you get on Facebook, like event invites and stuff.
I don't even get birthday invitations anymore. They're all through
Facebook. My husband complains that he never gets invited to parties anymore, and I'm wondering.
Turns out it's just all been on Facebook the whole time. Yeah. Pretty sure my husband hasn't been on in over a year or 2 years. No joke. He can't even remember his login. Yeah. Did Tom have to like, was he on a computer or on his phone?
It was on his phone.
Okay. So it was still good to go?
I think.
Did
yeah.
He must have
just remembered it.
Let's see. Someone took my phone, so I haven't been on Facebook in 2 years. You can get a new app. You can download the app on any phone.
Uh-huh.
It's not the same one. Mm-hmm. I will commonly go 2 or 3 days. My record is 2 months. My wife was asking about something she tagged me in. I had no clue.
Oh, man. See, my husband, he always tells me, like, hey, whenever you post pictures of the kids, make sure you tag me.
Well, why? What's the point?
Because
he's not on Facebook. What's the point?
Because then he thinks like it makes him look like he's posting things.
Oh, I got. Yeah, yeah. So he's active on there.
Yeah, that
makes sense. You know, my problem is, you know how like I hate that little number that tells you how many emails you have?
Uh-huh.
If you haven't heard, like it, to me, that'll drive me crazy. Like my wife Jen has like 1,000 whatever on her emails and I can't handle it. So I will constantly go on just to clear that number from being there. And I'm the same with Facebook. Because it tells me like when there's notifications, so I just go on to clear
John,
the number, so I can have peace in my
just
life.
Let go.
So I can have no.
You know what I imagine?
No.
Would be the funniest thing ever.
Huh?
Is us the two of us sitting in a room, small room, and you eating an apple?
Because you hate the sound of people eating.
And me. Just having my email notification like ding on my computer just continue to go off. Ding.
We would drive ding, each other so ding, crazy.
Ding. Dude, that would be like the best movie ever.
It'd be the nightmare right there. Oh, Jackson's just walking back in the studio. Hey! Jackson, grab the microphone.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man. So Jackson's been going out and delivering San Diablo churros. You've already been to, what, 3 locations?
4.
4 locations in 1 hour.
Yeah, and 5 if you count me bringing churros in here, but I didn't do that, so.
So the way you're doing it is you're just going onto our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah, and you're randomly selecting addresses.
Yes,
and
just completely randomly. I might be heading north. I might be heading south. I've been... When we've done this in the past, because we've done this a few times,
yeah,
I've gone as far north as Ogden, as far south as Provo, Brigham City sometimes.
Are people happy to see you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They especially are excited to see the stain on my shirt now, so I feel like it's a part of the bit now, so
oh,
I have to keep it.
Jackson spilled Nutella.
We need to spill another one on the other side.
A dulce de leche on my right breast.
It looks like you're lactating Nutella. If I had to describe it.
Which is my
it.
Dream, honestly. Like, if you squeezed me in the middle, I would just, it would be like Nutella volcanoes.
Dude, okay, the visuals.
You're welcome.
Since Jackson is out on the streets, Monroe is here with your showbiz beat.
Brought to you by PRA Health Sciences. Have some free time. PRA is currently asking healthy men and women ages 18 to 40 to participate in a clinical research study. Qualified participants may receive compensation up to $1,900. Find out if you qualify at prastudies.com. Okay, so Riverdale creators are now addressing, they realize that they have to address Luke Perry's death, right? Because they were like in the middle of shooting. So the director was kind of talking, saying, we know we have to address it in some way, but we're giving ourselves a little bit of time and space before we figure out the best way to honor him. He goes on to say that his character's name was Fred Andrews. To deal with Fred's death is going to be hard for viewers and the actors, but he hopes to keep a little bit of Fred in every episode moving forward with the series.
Now, I know Jackson watched Riverdale. Did you watch Riverdale as well?
Yeah, I watched halfway through the second season.
Was Luke Perry's character a big character?
He was the best. Like,
really?
He was just... Because he plays Archie's dad.
Yeah.
Like one of the main characters' dad. And it's like the two guys living in the house together, you know? So he's kind of like the wise one, the
okay.
go-to, like, you know, dad's always there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a big one. And it was a character that you just loved.
I'm glad they're taking a second before figuring out his storyline.
Yeah, don't rush it.
Yeah, exactly. You'll do it better. You'll do it right that way.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, give him a little bit of time. Okay, speaking... of showbiz, I guess, because it's the showbiz beat. I don't know where I was going with that. But John Mallerman, he's the creator of Bird Box. There's already a sequel, and it's coming out October 1st.
Is Sandra Bullock in it?
He doesn't say. He says, in the time between Bird Box coming out and the time since I've been writing Mallory, I've been asking a ton of times. People want to know, or I've been asked a ton of times, excuse me, people want to know what happened with boy and girl, but as much as I care about boy and girl, this isn't their story.
Oh, this is the author.
The author, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he said the Bird Box world is Mallory's story. So it's not going to be Sandra Bullock, but it could be.
Yeah, down the line.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, yeah. The book I hear, I never read it. I hear it's a lot darker.
Yeah.
Especially the ending.
Which my husband tried to watch Bird Box, and he couldn't. He couldn't watch it to the end. He said it was too disturbing. So I can't imagine how disturbing the book is.
Let me just put it this way. The sanctuary they go to is a much more dark and sinister place than how the movie ends.
That's so sad. Yeah. That's so sad. Yeah. And then speaking of sequels, so Leaving Neverland, the director, I was kind of getting these two stories mixed up here. The Leaving Neverland director, Dan Reed, he wants to make a sequel. And he wants that sequel to focus on the trial of Michael Jackson and the boy that was accusing Michael Jackson in that trial. But he says that he needs their family's permission first.
Well, I assume they gave him permission for the first one, right? Because he's interviewing families. Or is this
Gavin.
A different... Oh, this is a whole nother family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so is the one that where Michael Jackson was acquitted. So it actually went to trial, and I think it was made private, so I don't think the public had access to any of this trial, but Michael Jackson was acquitted. But it would be interesting to follow that and see how it all unfolded and why they didn't find him guilty and why he was acquitted.
I've heard such mixed reviews on this documentary. You know, Kevin Cruz in the afternoon, I heard him yesterday talking about how it disturbed him so much he had to stop watching it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've heard too, so I don't know if I want to go down there or not.
That's how I feel about it.
I've just waited, like, okay, I know that this happened, but I don't know that I need to know
the details.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. I get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I fully support the victims, and I feel terrible for them.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I want to know everything.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a little more ignorant on this one.
I know, especially having kids, right?
Yeah.
But then that kind of makes me want to know, so I don't fall for it.
Right. Well, don't
what
leave
do we
your,
do?
Don't leave your kids at famous people's houses.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, done.
All right.
And that's your showbiz beat.
All right, Monroe, appreciate it. So, Monroe, you forgot that your children have soccer and it starts tonight?
Dude, you have to sign up like 4 months in advance.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So, I forgot. And then last night, and the thing was, my husband kept asking me, like, hey, when soccer season start? I'm like, that's not for...
Got all the time in the world.
It's not going to start until like May.
Right, yeah.
And then I checked my email just by chance yesterday. Mm-hmm. I checked my junk mail because that's what I signed them up for soccer with.
Did you put everything in your junk mail email? I feel like that's an important thing that should be in your normal mail account. Hindsight.
I should.
Yeah.
I should.
Right.
The thing is this email, I don't know.
So
it's
you
a long
checked
story.
It.
Yeah, so I checked it, and I realized that soccer practice is tonight. We've got games on Saturday.
Like this Saturday?
This Saturday.
Like, so you're already in the thick of it.
Yes.
And you didn't realize
so
it.
So I was like, get your soccer shoes now. We got to try them on. We got to make sure they still fit. My sons are a little tight, but I'm like, that's all right, buddy. They'll loosen up. They'll loosen up. Yeah. Don't worry about that. We have to get the soccer balls out. Oh my gosh. I don't have snacks.
I hope you're not the first snack night.
I hope. What if I am?
You're not like the coach, are you?
No.
Okay. It's like, if so.
I do know my limits.
Yeah.
I do know that I should not be responsible for teaching our next generation anything.
Good. I just want to make sure of that. I know Liam's not doing soccer this year, but Ella is. I have the coaches meeting next
you're
Monday.
You're coaching.
I know.
What are you doing?
Every season I say I'm going to stop.
Uh-huh.
And then every season we get an email from Draper Parks and Rec.
And
saying,
they're just begging.
Hey, we don't have a parent yet for your team.
Uh-huh.
And so I always am like, well, I guess I'll do it. And it's like the one thing that always is like too much on my plate.
Uh-huh.
But I can't say no. And I always enjoy it when I'm out there.
I appreciate that you don't say no, because the first year my son did T-ball, they didn't have a parent. So it ended up being like a couple moms that knew nothing about
which happens,
about
right?
T-ball.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we didn't even know the rules.
I'm telling you.
We didn't know how to do it. It was really hard. So and I appreciate that.
The one year I coached, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago with Liam, and it was T-ball. And it was got the same thing every time I get an email from the Parks and Rec asking for a coach. And it's like always like the third call, you know, like.
Yeah.
And so
it's like you donate blood when you have typo negative.
Yeah. And I'm like, fine, I'll do it. And that's a year I had like some parents that were just too much. And I remember being like, I didn't even want to do this.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to sit back and watch the games.
Uh-huh.
This is T-ball. Our kids are like.
But Billy
four
is clearly better than young Dylan over there. And you keep putting Dylan in and you keep putting Billy on the sideline.
And I had this dad pull me to the side after each game and tell me how he would have coached. And I said to him, I'm happy if you want to coach, man. I said, that's cool. Like, I don't need to do this. Like, by all means, you want to do it? I'm sure we can switch you over. And he's like, well, I was going to, but I have like stuff happening on a few nights, so I can't do it. I'm like, okay. He was at every game. He didn't miss one. He was there. There was nothing he had going on.
Peering over your shoulder.
The whole time.
The whole game.
And he got in my head.
I'm so sorry.
In my head.
George got in my head a little bit too.
See?
Today. I know where you're at.
Like, it happens. Like,
Yeah, dude. I do. I appreciate it though, because it's so cheap and it's so fun for the kids.
It is,
and it's all their classmates.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you do it. Well, I hope practice goes well tonight.
Yeah, hopefully I'm gonna try to fit some Band-Aids on the soccer shoes.
Right. Yeah.
Inside the socks.
Just for one practice at least.
I told them. Yeah. I'm like, we don't have to wear the soccer socks. The first practice.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Yeah, so then we can have a little bit more room in the shoes.
Poor guy.
And then we'll go get the shoes tonight. Don't worry, they're not all gone. They have plenty of cleats.
Aw.
You're going to get the color you want, I promise.
Earlier this morning during Choose the News, Monroe, you did a story on how the iPhone, the newest one, might have like a nose.
It's going to have a sniffer.
It'll be able to be like a breathalyzer.
Yeah, it'll be able to be a breathalyzer. It can tell you if carbon monoxide maybe is in your house, which
I like
is cool.
That is
I do
cool.
like that. And how strong your flatulence is.
Do you think it could, you know, if it's doing that, think it could also do like your breath?
Oh, yeah.
Like that'd be cool. Like, yeah.
Instead of like breathing in your hand.
Yeah, you just right into the phone.
Yeah. And it'll be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Get some Trident.
You're going to have to brush your teeth for that one.
You did that story, and I have this whole other one about technology because, it's made life easier.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so dependent on it, you know, we can't even do like simple tasks anymore.
You know what is the big one for me is spelling. I can't spell anymore. With autocorrect,
yep.
I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Spelling's one of the, so this list is actually the average person can get away with not remembering 5 things a day because technology does it for them. And spelling is one of like the big ones that it corrects it for you. You just have to be close.
Because I used to be really big on spelling it correctly.
Oh, okay.
And now I'll go back to think about it. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't written it down for so long.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's spelled.
Liam brings home spelling words every week.
Uh-huh.
And like this week it was like definitely and a few other ones. And I swear it took me a second to make sure he was doing it right. Like I was like, wait, okay. Yeah, no. You're good. Yeah. That seems to fit.
You know what I did?
Huh?
Ella's homework. Ella was doing her math and I was trying to explain it to her.
Yeah.
And so really quick, I was like, because I was trying to explain it. I just needed to hurry and figure out what the answer was. So I was like, hey, Alexa, what's 78 plus 35?
Right.
And it answered. And so now I was like.
No. She just asks Alexa.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Top 5 things we forget because of technology. Passwords. Because it just memorized. Yeah, but I put that on everyone else because you've made passwords so difficult. And each one is just different enough where I can't have the same password for everything.
Yeah, capital W, lowercase x, x symbol, 249.
Yeah.
Uppercase T.
Yep. It's got to be like 12 characters now.
Yeah.
Like I can't remember. I have a hard time remembering my ATM pin.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
All of my passwords are the same password.
Pen 15?
Yeah. With the 3 for the
right.
E, it's backwards. Okay.
Other people's phone numbers is something we've just given up on. I remember like my grandma's mother's number from when I was a kid. And then I think like Jen's number. And that's the only 2 numbers that I really have memorized these days. Like nothing.
You don't have to do
no,
it anymore.
No, why would I do that? Spelling, how to write. Because there's no reason we don't write anymore.
Dude, do you ever go to fill out something and you're like, oh, my hand, you know how your hand used to get stiff
when
you'd write a lot?
My hand cramps every time I have to fill something out for the kids. I'm like, wow, I don't use this anymore. And then, like you said, how to do basic math is another one. Other things that made the top 20, people's addresses, birthdays. Birthdays are hard because Facebook reminds you.
I never remember birthdays, even though Facebook reminds me.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. Directions. You don't even pay attention to how you get somewhere because Google Maps is there to guide
Dude,
you as well.
Can you imagine how many marriages we are saving over not having to do a paper roadmap anymore?
Right. Yeah.
All the arguments that ensued, spouses left on the side of the road because of the, you to take a right 4 miles ago.
Right.
Hello.
Yo, Jackson.
Hey, can I just tell you, I have never appreciated working early in the morning the way that I appreciate it now. Now that I've seen what rush hour traffic is actually like. It is a nightmare. What are regular people doing? Why do you do this to yourself?
They hang out with us. That's the whole purpose. That's why we're here.
Which I appreciate and I get it, but it is not worth it. I mean, you got to figure some other schedule out. I have been trying to turn left onto Sunnyside Avenue for probably 10 minutes.
Wait, are you still on the first delivery?
I'm still on the first delivery from when I left the studio the second time.
That was at 8:20.
Dude, you're telling me.
All right, okay.
It's a sensitive subject. Why are you bringing it up?
All right, Jackson's on the street for 105 Days of Love, delivering you San Diablo Churros. You can go to our Instagram page and comment on where you're working at, Mix 1051 Utah. Hey, Jackson, I was reading this article about what single word mantra you should focus on, and I've done Monroe's and mine. I was going to do yours. Are you a Pisces? What are you?
I am a Pisces.
You are a Pisces. Oxygen is your mantra.
Oxygen.
As the airlines say, put on your own oxygen mask first before helping those around you. So this month, I need you to practice a little selflessness, Pisces. Don't be self-sacrificing. Notice how much more helpful you can be if you nourish yourself first.
Can I just offer a quick rebuttal?
Yeah, of course.
I think that my one-word mantra should be, yes!
No, I don't think that's
with
it
as many A's and S's as possible. Yes!
Jackson on the street delivering your San Diablo Churros. Sarah, who's our promotions director, she was just in here talking about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones is back in April on HBO, and she's like rewatching all the episodes.
Oh, she's on season 5 right now.
It's great. Season 5 is like when it gets amazing.
Yeah, that's when it starts. Oof, but the tension starts building and
But I didn't realize that you had a chance to talk with our buddy Bill over at the sports station.
ESPN. Dude, he's a huge Game of Thrones fan.
I don't think I knew that.
And I don't think any of the other sports guys are really into it. So okay. He comes over and he'll kind of talk to me about the episodes. And Bill breaks it down like a sportscaster.
Of course he does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to get Bill's take on everything.
He's got stats and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Bill walked in this morning to the studio to hand you Game of Thrones stats.
On who's going to die first.
Okay, so according to this, like who is going to die first?
The Greyjoys. They're pretty much just going to get annihilated.
Okay.
According to the stats. That's what's going to happen. I think it's going to be Jaime.
Jaime Lannister?
I think Jaime Lannister is going to get taken out. I do. I think that'll be shocking. Just shocking enough.
Give me one of the one of your biggest ones. So like a Tyrion or a Jon Snow.
Tyrion, according to this, is going to outlive Daenerys.
Really?
So yeah, I think that Jon Snow.
The mother of dragons?
Yeah, I think everybody's predicting Jon Snow is going to make it to the end.
Eh.
If he doesn't, I will be really upset. If he doesn't and it's not Tyrion, I'll be upset.
I want you to tell everyone how you think Game of Thrones should end.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I think.
Yeah.
I think because you've got the war with Cersei and that whole thing going on, and then you've got the Greyjoys involved, so they're all going to be fighting there. And then you've got the Night King that's mm-hmm. coming in and just like ravaging everything. Just
killing everyone.
I think Jon Snow and Daenerys are going to be like, you know what? We don't deserve to live. We are terrible people. Let's just end it. Let's let the Night King take it all.
And so you're saying the one who wins the Game of Thrones is the Night King?
Yeah.
and just it's a whole new.
Yeah, John and Daenerys are like holding hands as the wall of frozen zombies is coming up over them, and they're just holding hands, and it's like the ending of Pompeii.
There's something I like about that. There's it's something true. That makes sense with Game of Thrones to end that way.
Yeah, right? Where they just, it's not working. Their system is broken.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to just start over, and this is a good way to do so. Hopefully the Night King is a just ruler.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, if Jon and Daenerys live through it, their aunt and nephew, they're going to be ridiculed for the rest of their lives.
Mocked.
Their children are going to have a terrible time at school. They're going to get bullied.
Right, exactly. Jackson, did you ever make that unprotected left turn?
I did.
Oh, good.
Finally.
Okay.
It took 100 years.
Right, exactly.
I'm just a little shriveled old man now.
Aww.
So when I show up with a walker and a cane,
well, no.
Don't be shocked. Hey. But it's because I had to make a left turn on Foothill.
It's all part of 105 days of love, buddy. That's why we're doing it.
That's right. So, that's right. That's why I'm not complaining about my hip right now.
Jackson's out on the streets this morning delivering San Diablo churros to your office. How was the last stop?
It was great. I went to Utah's Hogle Zoo. I asked them if I could feed a giraffe a churro. They told me no. I then asked if I could feed the bears a churro. They told me no. And I was like, well, bears can eat anything. Why can't they eat a churro? And they were like, well, these are zoo animals. They're on a special diet. They're all part of, like, breeding programs. They're all in danger. Like, we need to make sure that... I was just like, but a bear can eat anything. I don't understand. They're like, not churros. They can't have deep-fried dough full of sugar.
It sounds like the bears are on the same diet as Monroe is right now. No
That's
sugar.
Right.
Yeah, completely. All right, so you've been to the Hogle Zoo. You're off to another place. You've still got a car. Your Mark Miller Subaru Ascent is full of the scent of churros today. And you're just going to keep going for the next about hour?
Yep, I'm powering through. I got, let's see, three more stops.
You can comment still up on our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah. All right, man, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Did you know that tomorrow's Powerball jackpot is worth $550 million?
This is when I usually get involved.
Yeah.
When it gets over $500 million.
That's why I'm telling you, because now it's worth the drive up to Evanston.
Okay, now we got to do an office pull.
I don't want to.
Why?
I don't want
it increases your chances of winning.
Does it?
Yes.
I don't want to share
with
all
of them.
And then
we can do one of those fun office videos when we like tell everybody that they won the lottery and everybody's like hugging you. And
can you believe it's the eighth largest jackpot ever?
Dude, what was the one?
The billion?
Yeah.
A
billion.
It's been over a billion twice now, right?
I think so.
I remember one time I waited an hour and a half in line up at Evanston.
Yeah, see, that's when I'm out.
For $1 billion.
Did you win the $1 billion?
No, it was out like $80 too. I never buy that many lottery tickets. But
with
it was
the office poll, you paid $20.
I know. Here's why. I don't trust anyone in our office.
Do you trust me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll handle it.
Okay.
I'll be the bookie.
Also,
are we talking about betting?
If you kinda.
Okay.
Yeah. If you split it up too many ways, I mean, is it really worth our time?
$1 billion?
Well, no, but 500 million. I mean, between...
500 million between what? 10 employees?
10 people? That all of a sudden, where's all my money? I'm not
that's
getting...
$50 million.
That's not 550.
No, that's way more than 50.
I'm just saying. My point is...
Wait, what's 10 divided by 500?
Right. Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. It's 50, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. No, but I'm saying that's not as much as 550. How am I supposed to buy my island for 50 million? You can't, with inflation these days, 50 million won't get me far enough. I need more. I need more of it.
Is 50 million a lot more than 0 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
People have a better chance of getting killed in the Grand Canyon, which is 1 in 8 million. You have a better chance of dying by firework, which is 1 in 340,000.
Do you know how hard it is to die by firework?
Yeah.
I mean, you can get seriously injured. You can lose limbs.
Right.
From fireworks, like super easy. But to actually die by fireworks.
You have a better chance of doing that than winning the lottery. So, I don't know.
But if you do an office poll.
No, I'm not being a part of this. No. I have a sugar crash that just started because Sandy Alba Churros was here all morning cooking churros for 105 days of love.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought me like a tub of them.
Yeah, with the salted caramel and the Nutella
yeah.
and the dulce de leche.
And I ate it all. And I have like a headache now. as the sugar's starting to come down out of my body. I'm not in a good place. I think soon I'm going to get the shakes.
You're fine. Dude, toughen up, John.
I need like a blanket over me.
Toughen up.
I need to be put in a dark room.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't last 5 seconds in Disneyland with that attitude.
The only thing I love as much as a San Diego churro, and I'm a fan. I'll go out and buy San Diego churros who are here right now. Disneyland churro. Totally different style of churro.
Yeah, it's way different.
Yeah.
But I mean, like the Rice Krispie treats.
Eh.
You got to get. Really?
Eh.
Those are staple. You got to go get one.
What's I know.
Your favorite character.
We do.
But I always get the Star Wars ones.
Oh yeah. But no, to me, I like the mint juleps.
Mm-hmm.
Over there. You get the apple fritters over in like Nolan Square.
Oh, the beignets.
The beignets.
The beignets. They have beignets? Really good beignets.
Yeah. But to me, I don't know. The Rice Krispie treats aren't the best for me. No. When I worked there, I used to get they had like a place in the back.
Uh-huh.
And they had the best grilled cheese and french fries. I don't know why. It was something with the
you
bread.
You worked in Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know how many people fantasize about what they'd eat every day if they worked in Disneyland and could get that 5% discount on the food.
Right.
Man, and you get the grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese and
dude,
fries.
The corn on the cob.
I've never had corn on the cob at Disney.
That's my go-to. You
really?
Know the one with the mayonnaise and like the chili sauce, the chili powder?
Who goes to Disneyland and says, I want the corn on the cob? I've heard like, oh, I want the
have you tried
Dole
it?
Whip.
Don't knock it till you rock it, John.
You ever go to the Bengal Cafe over there across from the Indiana Jones? They got like a barbecued beef.
Oh, no. I've never. That area is so packed
it's,
and busy.
It's
I
insane.
I usually have to get out.
Yeah.
Like the Dole Whips there. Mm-mm. I just pass on by.
Gotcha. You ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Sally Field played Tom. You like her?
My mom looks exactly like Sally Field.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She played Tom Hanks' mother in Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Only 6 years after she played Tom Hanks' love interest in the movie Punchline. She's actually 10 years older than him in real life.
I hope she auditioned to be the mom because.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like calling her? Hey, yeah, I got you part in the Tom Hanks movie Forrest Gump. And she's like, oh good. I'm going to be Jenny. And like, actually, we're going to have you be his mom.
Think
this
older.
Time.
Well, think about it. She was supposed to be a young mom though at the beginning. And then she ages throughout the movie. So. I think it's not.
You're
as
not making me feel any better about myself.
You, no, okay. I got yelled at because we almost didn't do our podcast extras. So because
Jackson,
I know
he would have lost his mind.
I know. All right. I don't have a song since Jackson's not here to sing with me today. So.
Oh really?
Well, like you're going to sing with me.
I'm
so.
Not going to sing with you.
I love podcast extras. Love sharing them with you.
I wish you could see what he's doing along with the song. Cause...
Well, my tease with the Choose the News was I love to laugh because today is National Let's Laugh Day.
Oh, yeah.
96% of people say they enjoy making others laugh. If you don't enjoy making others laugh, you have no soul.
My dad always said, life is hard. At least laugh through it.
I love that. That's kind of our morning show philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Life is hard. Your morning show shouldn't be. And that's...
You should write that down.
No, that's what literally...
You've never said that.
I say it all the time.
You've never said it to me.
That is like the mantra of this show. That is like literally our filter for this show.
John's like, look, I've got it tattooed right here.
We painted it up on the wall in the studio. Like, 95% of us think laughing helps relieve stress.
Yes.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like my blood pressure goes up when I laugh too much. Is that possible?
You know what I don't like is the people who laugh in really serious situations.
Oh, the uncomfortable laugh?
Yeah. Well, no, not that, but like, hey, you know, your parents just died and they're like, oh my God, that's so sad. You know those people who laugh at funerals?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Me too.
If you're that person, I get it, but.
79% of us like to laugh, but if we could choose a different one, 45% would want an infectious laugh.
I love infectious laughs.
I know.
Laughs.
I wish I had one.
I choose my friends based on if they have an infectious laugh.
33 would want a sweet laugh. How would you do a sweet laugh? No. I liked it. 14% say they want a goofy laugh.
No. No. Those are the worst. Because then people do that to try to. No.
And 5% would want a belly laugh.
Oh, I love a good belly laugh.
But I feel like that's just something that happens if the joke's right. Otherwise, it's just not going to, right? Like,
dude, my mom does the thing where she runs out of breath really fast.
Yeah.
So then she's like, and I love it. It makes me laugh.
60% of Americans in relationships think they're the funny one. My wife.
I am the funny
You are the
one.
Funny one? Yeah.
Have you met my husband?
Yeah, you are the funny
He's
one.
He's really serious.
And the fun
Except
one.
Except for, mm-hmm. You get him out in the mountains with his college buddies. One beer.
Yeah.
One beer. And I mean.
Showbiz?
Just diarrhea of the mouth.
Really?
Yeah. It won't stop.
Funny. My wife's the funny one. She tells people that too, so that's, you know.
He does the morning show, but I'm the funny one.
Uh-huh. Okay. 33% of men and 29% of women say they laugh at least 10 times a day. And who makes us laugh the most in life? Like in your circle?
Kids.
Kids, number three.
Friends.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, significant others, number two. Siblings is number four. And our parents at number five. There you go. That is the podcast extra. Jackson's still out delivering churro, so we'll just end it with that. Remember, life is hard. Your morning show shouldn't be.